Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane, and I'm joined by Damien and Arasha.
I'm Arasha.
And I'm Damien.
How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah, doing great, Shane. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm good. For those watching and listening, this will be our next Try Not to Laugh podcast episode. We haven't begun the game yet. We'll begin in like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, good. I can stop trying.
Yeah.
But I decided to bring you both into this because I feel like you both are the hardest to break.
Yeah, go team.
We are strong.
We did sort of like check in the kitchen this morning and talk about that a little bit, where we're like, we didn't prepare anything. And also, like, we're very dry. I call us the dry goods.
Yeah.
Open up the pantry. Get ready for the dry goods.
In our family kitchen in this house that we all live in.
We're all best friends, you guys.
Yeah, we all live here.
We live here. We met up in the kitchen this morning.
10 stories underground.
Spencer tucks us in at night.
Yes.
Gives us forehead kisses if we consent.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
No, I think this will be very interesting. And I don't want you guys to go easy on this. I want you to play for real.
Shane, it's 9 a.m. I feel like if we get you to laugh, it's the best we can do.
Right. No, I'm feeling a lot of pressure.
Don't feel pressure.
You know, I'm just here to talk about life.
And that's the thing, man.
And that's it.
I think sometimes in these Try Not to Laugh podcasts, we get a little too like focused on telling jokes as opposed to just relaxing, having a conversation, letting the jokes come out naturally.
That part. Yeah.
You'd be a great acting teacher, Shane.
That, I think, is an insult.
I
was thinking the other day about how there's probably not an industry where most of them are insane than acting coaches.
True.
Is there any career where 99% are fully crazy?
I think
people?
Mechanic. No. Mechanic, because I saw... Well,
what?
Look, I saw... I want to give credit, but I can't because I don't remember the name, but I saw a stand-up the other day on TikTok as I was just scrolling through, because, you know, that's what you do. What's up, Gen Z? And, like, he was just, like, mechanic is the last thing left where, like, everything is just about probably something. He's like, there's no list of prices. It's just, like, what can you do? He's like, well, you need a new engine. It's probably anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000. I need today or a week. We'll see. And there's just no, like, list. And you just, yeah. And
I think that's kind of crazy. I guess you're onto something.
Well, he is. I give him credit. Shout out in the comments.
All right.
I don't know. Mechanics are, I don't think of them as crazy.
Mm.
Like, there's some stereotypes about mechanics. I think it depends on what state you're in. Like, a Boston mechanic or a California mechanic,
different. A mechanic can be hot.
Yeah, but acting coaches can't.
Right. That's the main difference here.
Not according to like everyone in the last acting class I took.
Really?
I took an acting class for years and like the guy was just this, I don't know, there was nothing super descriptive about him. He was just like an adult. Like he wasn't daddy, he was
a father. Just a guy.
He was just an adult.
And like apparently we had like a cast party and everyone was getting a little tipsy and like everyone in the class who was attracted to men was just like, "Oh yeah, him anytime, anywhere." And I was like, "Fucking really?"
We're going to talk after this podcast so you can tell me about this class.
I don't think I will, but thank you though.
I want to know.
Okay, I'll give you the info.
I just want to know who the teacher is so we can Google it and see if he's hot.
He's just a guy. Think of a guy. Just think of a guy.
Okay, he's hot.
Yeah, now imagine dragons. Whoa!
Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
I feel like, I don't know, I have a lot of opinions about acting classes because I went to so many for so long. Ooh. And I do think acting class is very important because it's just important to practice. But there's so many acting classes that I was in where I was like, this coach has no idea what they're doing. I'm learning
crazy.
Because we're doing it.
Yeah.
But not because of what you're saying.
Mm. Right.
You're saying random shit.
Interesting.
My acting class, the one that I was referring to before, was like the reason I started to realize that I think a little bit differently and ultimately am neurodivergent. Because his whole thing was like, you have to be thinking as the character. Think your thoughts. Like, what are you thinking in this moment? And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking like 9 different things. And some are as the character, but then others are like, you know, did the orange color or did the tree come first? And it was the fruit. But like, it's all these things. And he's like, well, no, think as the character. I'm like, does everybody not think like a shotgun spray of thoughts all the time?
Oh.
And I was like, oh,
interesting.
Oops.
But you probably could find an acting coach that would teach in a way that would accommodate how you're thinking.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like there's different styles. Because there were the styles where it's like, pull from your real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the acting coaches I went to was like, no, f*** that, never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so after a few acting classes, I feel like you learn Every acting coach is going to tell you, don't do what that last acting coach said.
Yeah, they're like, an idiot.
Like, truly, truly. And one of the acting coaches I had, who I did really like, because it was very, like, film, TV based, but we would get new students who were, like, fresh out of, like, theater school. Or like learning theater, and he would always just be like, "God dang, we have to like deconstruct everything you know."
Yeah.
Even though it's not wrong for the medium that they're doing, it's not bad. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So fascinating, but you frustrating.
Know, I think my issue with like classes is that you know there's this big focus on like technique and the craft, which is of course important. Mm. But I wish that there was more of an emphasis placed on the technicalities of acting, like the business of acting.
Yeah.
Teach people how to submit and how to light themselves for an audition. Now that 100%. We have self-tape, stuff like that.
I got really lucky in that way. That in Arizona, when I first got into acting, it was like, oh, I was getting into like theater, like community theater, and I did one play. And then one of the other actors in that play was like, oh, I go to this acting class. You should come with me. And I go thinking it'll be like, oh, like acting class for like theater. And they were teaching like audition technique. They had a camera set up. Mm. And you were learning how to act in front of a camera and give eye lines to that camera and all that stuff. So that's kind of immediately what I got into by pure accident.
Huge.
Kind of same.
And it helped me when I came out to L.A., like, auditions weren't crazy because this acting class always had a camera there. Oh, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, really
it was
helpful.
Great. It was super helpful.
Absolutely.
This is a completely different ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
Super different.
I think that's the benefit of growing up in one of those, like, third-tier markets, like, oh, Atlanta, oh, like, Arizona, oh, you know, Texas. Because it's always, like, you start out in community theater, but there's that one parent where it's like, well, you know, we're taking Becky Ann up to the acting actor's studio up in such-and-such town. And then that's, like, all it takes for you to...
Yeah.
Break in. Also, I have a challenge for everybody out there real quick. I painted my nails literally right before we started filming, thinking I would have time, and I didn't. And so I've already tracked some onto my ear and on a part of my hand, and I wiped it off, but you
I'm
know,
not seeing
I'm
just, anything.
I didn't well, notice.
My thought is that during this, at some point, I am going to wipe something on something, and I want you to point it out in the comments.
Well, okay. If it makes us laugh, then it's good.
Yeah, yeah, what if I just grab some and put it on your face?
Do it, but do it under my eyes, then we'll be like, Gridiron Gang!
Nice.
I never saw that
movie.
Is. Yeah, okay. I know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I know, you're 19 years old, and
I'm
16,
so.
That's okay. Well,
okay.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You can drive. Right. You can vote illegally. No, 16.
Man, you should... All right, I got that laugh out.
Yeah, I'm just letting it out. Now. I wasn't laughing, I was just having fun.
Mm. So.
Are you guys ready to begin? Do you want to get this started?
Sure.
I kind of wish we went back to acting technique, but okay.
I mean, we could go back to talking about acting technique.
No.
It'd be funny.
No.
No.
All right.
The moment's passed. Someone talked about nail polish.
All right. Are we ready to begin?
Let's begin.
Look, we haven't agreed on what the prize is, but I don't think it matters. I think we all care about honor here. We all care about our pride.
What's the prize?
And our ability.
Troy.
Maybe we can talk afterwards. Maybe a $20 will get thrown on this table. Who knows?
So last time I won...
We don't know. We can't... Legally, Smosh can't do anything. But I, personally, Shane, maybe...
I've been paid before when I win games videos.
Yeah, because they...
Really?
Alex pays me.
Because they can't
like,
get
that's
hot
not
dogs.
A joke. That's not a joke. I'm not kidding. He
I think that's fresh out of his pocket.
Oh, absolutely it is. He's like, hey, I'll bet you like $10 you won't win. And then he'll be like, I'm a man of my word.
Honestly, we don't talk about this enough. Alex is rich, you guys.
that is rich. Okay. Oh, I forgot that we're starting.
No, we haven't started. We didn't.
Oh, okay.
I think we didn't.
Because we didn't establish a
prize. We need officially all agree that we're beginning.
Because
all right?
Here's the thing. I every time I've won something here, it's been like an Olive Garden gift card.
Yeah.
And as an Italian, I can't go there.
You're Italian?
Yeah. Italian-German. Sorry.
It was a gasp.
I know. So I can't go there. And then, like, last time I won something on, like, a stage, on a streamed thing that Angela set me up on, they gave me a Dick's Sporting Goods thing, and I'm like, look at me. So, you know, there's nothing I can, I need something that, like, a Steam gift card. Hatsune Miku, anything.
Okay.
Like,
let's how about we all put something into the potluck?
Okay.
That's what you call something that everybody
brings. We just all agree that we're going to put something worth $5 into the potluck at the end of this.
Okay.
We'll decide afterwards. Maybe we can talk about it, post it in the comments, something.
I love doing my like little treasure hunts at like estate sales and stuff. I will find something $5 or less, and I will find something specifically for the winner that I think they will like.
Okay.
I have a hair tie in my pocket that has some of my hair still on it.
Let's put a pin in it.
Does that count?
Not worth $5?
Let me put it online and tell you how much it might be worth then.
Okay. Fine. Whoever wins, the other two owe them a gift that is worth $5.
Great.
Deal.
Fair. Great. All right. Shall we begin?
You guys did it.
Yeah. We're beginning?
Yes.
Now.
Beginning now. So did you guys watch the VMAs last night?
Hell no.
I did see Chappell Roan's performance. That was awesome. That reminded me, you may not remember this, but back in like the early 2000s, mm-hmm. performances used to be like that. They were just insane.
Huge. They were awesome. All pretty big
And I realized Beyonce's been doing it the entire time, but to have like other people doing it is kind of shocking.
I liked Sabrina Carpenter's performance.
That was also good.
Huge.
They're full-on pop stars.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool.
I'm enjoying it.
But they're like opposites in ways.
Sabrina, you know? And Chappell?
Yeah.
Mm.
In cool ways.
In cool ways.
Dark and light.
Ooh.
Oh,
badass.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're getting into what I like.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Do you like Chappell Roan? I feel like you would love Chappell Roan.
I do, actually. I listened to Chappell Roan. I'm about to be that guy, but a few years back, before
really?
Chappell Roan was super well known, I was dating someone that was a fan, and they were like, "Listen to this, you know, music. Listen to this music." And I liked a couple of the songs, like Pink Pony Club.
So you wrote for Chappell Roan?
I did. Well, I actually met Chappell Roan when I was your age, 16.
Whoa!
Because when you go to, because I went to homecoming, and there was like a couple of them there. Some of the parents were acting as Chappell Roans, and they made sure that we were not getting into trouble.
Ooh, that
How
was
could
smooth.
You look into my eyes and
that
say
was
smooth? Like that?
Thank you.
That was smooth.
Thank you.
That's the thing with Damien is like, you won't realize he's been planning something for like five sentences.
Right, right. Well, no, he's fully sneaky.
You guys will see it on the video when you guys were like VMA Chappell Roan. I was like, I just literally looked back and forth between you like.
You started cooking.
Oh, you got this.
All right.
Well, no, it's just I don't know. I don't watch award shows.
Something as exciting as the VMAs that I've been probably most focused on. Have you guys watched the Hawk Tua podcast? Talk Tua? Literally, I'm actually not joking. It is called Talk Tua.
Wait, really?
It is called Talk Tua.
Really creative, smart name.
Yeah, it is called Talk Tua. I watched it. I don't remember anything.
Is it Hawk Tua girl like having some kind of monetized way to capitalize on like that?
Yeah, at one point, I'm not actually kidding. She does give an instructional on how to say
spit Hawk on Tua. That thing.
So she's an acting teacher.
Oh.
For Hawk, specifically the phrase Hawk Tua.
I see.
I think she's missed core concept of what people were interested in instruction wise. You know, spitting on that thing.
I know.
On what thing?
The hot dog of the person. It shoots out like at the bottom of your tummy. Sometimes for some people.
I'm breathing so differently than I normally do.
That's called Lamaze.
Yeah, no, I needed that. I needed that exhale.
Oh, man. Anyways, no, I lied. I did not watch the Talk Tua podcast. But mm-hmm. It is a real thing that exists.
Is it just
I want to know, actually, kind of breaking for a second. I want to know in the comments below, how mad would people be if we brought Hawk to a girl on Smosh Mouth? I'm just curious. I just want to gauge. It's not happening. There's no cogs turning or
anything. People would love it.
You think they'd like it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I feel like our audience, I don't know if our audience would be like, come on.
I think they'd appreciate the novelty of it.
Maybe if we don't, like, highlight her, but it's like Mario Kart with Hawk Tua.
That'd be funny.
You know? So it's like she's just, like, in a games video.
Or like Moose Master with Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
It's like after, when you pull a card, you have to Hawk Tua spit on that thing.
Try not to laugh, Hawk Tua.
That'd be funny.
Right.
Okay.
Hawk Tua says.
I think.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah. No, go for it. Cover up.
What silly shirt. What fresh hell awaits me?
Does that say?
Sorry. I just got to.
Does that say DILF?
God, that was such a good parry.
Sorry, I got to do a little repost.
Is that Defy?
This is an old Defy shirt. Found it.
Amazing.
Good. It's made out of that material that I hate.
Soft.
Is it a
cotton?
That everything
like that
was made out of for like 5 years.
It's better than the like ultra cotton. Like they're like heavy real cotton, and you're like, great. It's a cardboard.
I love a heavy
shirt. Oh, I kind of like the heavy.
I love cardboard.
Yeah.
Is that
every shirt? You'd go anywhere, and they'd be like, here's a free shirt, and it was made out of this.
It's made out of like, let me sweat through that the second I put it on.
As somebody that's already sweating just to live, I'm a big fan. Is that You've been working out. You look so good. Is that a small?
I don't know. I think it's a medium. I think it's a medium. I can't see.
Want me to peek?
Wouldn't it be crazy if something was written there?
It's a large.
Wow. All right. Beast
Shane,
man.
Shane Big.
Shirts are very like.
Shane Big.
Shane Big.
Shane Big. Shane Reed.
Shane Defy.
M asshole me.
Why is this like that?
What do you mean?
Like, why does that look like that? Why can I only make out the D and like kind
well,
of the F?
Well, Defy was a bad company.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm. They made bad decisions.
Gotcha.
So even their design of their logo was kind of bad.
Oh, wait, now I see it.
Yeah, you get it. It's about the letters that aren't there, and it's about the money they didn't have.
Right. I see.
It's the money that you didn't make along the way.
What's up?
No, you go.
I was about to say it's the missing letters in between a bunch of white. The white represents cocaine that I'm pretty sure a couple of the owners were on.
Definitely.
Allegedly, from me.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys allowed to like speak about Defy the way that you speak about it? Like, is there anybody still?
We have.
Who's going to sue you?
Is there anybody at Defy that you guys are scared of?
I could beat up Keith easily.
Keith is still at Defy?
He was.
Keith does, when he's not working on Smosh videos, he goes back to the old building.
The Defy house.
Yeah. The Defy house. And he just chills there.
I see.
I could beat up... Who else is around? I don't know. Bleep these names.
You're not even naming the corporate people. You're just naming people we've worked
with. Well, there's the ones I'm actually scared of. They got big money.
Who's...
Oh.
A guy who looked just like me.
Yeah.
Anyways, thought you were going to say me.
That'd be funny.
A guy who
actually,
looked just like me.
That was Arasha. Wouldn't it be funny if you just revealed at some point, you're like, I was actually at Defy the whole time.
It's me.
It was me.
I feel like as much as I love a long con, I don't know if I'd be able to hold on to it that long.
Really?
I would have revealed it a while ago.
Wow.
But to reveal it on, like, not that Smosh Mouth is small, but to reveal it on, like, a very, like, quick one-off Smosh Mouth episode,
you
kind of
make
iconic.
The whole episode about this con that you pulled off.
You think that's what I want?
Do you have any cons that you're pulling off right now? Like, currently, any long cons that we should... Just, you don't have to say what it is, but... For the fans, are you currently in the process of pulling off something?
Well, there's that one that you and I are working on.
Right. I remember.
Shane?
Yeah.
It's not just yes, it's yes and Shane.
We've been meeting.
Yes.
About this.
I know. Well, I'm not going to talk about it here.
Well, it's going to be revealed on
November 4th.
God damn it. I knew it as soon as we started.
So just keep it together.
Fuck. We unfortunately have an episode that's releasing that day, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Make your predictions.
Fuck.
Lean into it. Just lean into it.
Okay. I predict from Defy is going to come out of left field. Take the election.
Mm.
Okay, so actually, we just got confirmation that the 5th is, I think that's how it's always been.
And you know
I
what?
Forgot.
That's good. No,
Did
that's
they move
good.
It?
I think they moved it.
That's It's democracy. Good, actually. So then our con can come out and then other less important news will come out.
Yes.
So.
I think Kamala had a thing on the 4th, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
With her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The cool model. Her kid, I believe, is a cool, like, awesome.
You know, at the beginning model. Of the Jetsons,
her
where
kid is a cool
George,
an adult.
Her kid is a cool model.
I'm not kidding. Conservatives have been trying to dunk on her, and it's like you just keep showing photos of this like
cool model.
Dope person. What?
Just the way that you're like, her kid's a cool model.
They're like.
It sounds like English is not your first language, and you're trying to fit in super well. You're like, oh, they're like a cool model, you guys.
Yes.
I want to be like a cool model.
So cool.
I want to totally like break dance in clubs, have sex on someone. It's going to be crazy.
Ew.
Did you ever do that simulation where you try to get into that club, that exclusive club in Europe?
Oh, I thought. Sorry, going from that, I thought you were talking about.
There's a real thing. There's a website. And because there's this super exclusive club in like, I don't know, it's in like Germany or somewhere in Europe, right? And To get in, you have to like say a specific series of phrases and stuff, and it's like super exclusive. But online, you can go through a simulation to see if you can get into the club. And you have it's just it's like it plays out in real time. It's like real people, and it goes through this video, and you have to answer questions in sequence. And we did it a bunch, and we never got in.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this was how back were you in, dressed?
Like, well, it's
club attire or what?
Yeah, I was wearing a full full Puma tracksuit, and I still wasn't let in.
Did you smell like Aqua Velva?
No.
Mm.
So that's my problem.
Damn.
I'm gonna change it up for a bit.
Okay.
Arasha, you were in a Christmas movie a little bit ago called Spirited.
Yeah.
Oh, the horse.
Yeah, this is a sequel, Spirited.
Yeah, the hot horse.
Yeah.
What's
with
what
eyebrows?
Is, what does that mean?
The DreamWorks movie, the hot with the hot horse.
Yeah. Spirit. And then you're in the sequel, Spirited.
Right. Okay.
Sequel.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. And.
Right. Anyways, you were in this movie. It had Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell in it. You played a role of coworker in it.
What was their name?
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought it was interesting, you know. So I did some research and I actually found the sides for the audition for this role. And
I'm going to kill you.
I'll hope.
For the record, I was actually a stand-in. I got bumped one day to coworker.
Pretty awesome.
Okay,
that's great.
Let's just put that out there for the record.
So,
okay, this isn't fair.
So this is double-sided. So we'll turn the page at one point. But Damien, can you read stage direction and also be the line at the end?
Line at the end. Why? Why? That's the lead.
Lead. And then. Arasha, can you be coworker, and I'll play the other role.
Of course.
Anyways,
so
here we go.
So just to be clear, I'm coworker.
You are coworker.
Got it.
Which is your role.
Right.
That you booked, so you nailed this. Anyways, Damien, take it away.
Spirited. Interior, corporate office, Christmas time. Clint Briggs, Ryan Reynolds, is typing furiously at his cubicle. He doesn't believe in the magic of Christmas. Just then, coworker. Arasha Lalani, who is super forgettable, approaches.
Hey, Clint. Are you going to the holiday party this Friday?
Clint looks at coworker, confused.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Coworker looks around, confused.
Yes?
No, sorry. This isn't the script. I've never met you in my life.
Ryan, I've introduced myself about a dozen times.
It's truly incredible.
You're kind of a piece of shit.
Have you met my wife?
No.
I own a soccer team.
Cool.
Who are you?
Are you serious?
The director, Stanley Kubrick, stands and applauds. Cut. We got it. That's a wrap. The entire crew files into a truck and then drives into a swamp.
I think there's a ink mark on this. Do you mind reading that really quick, Damien? The diagonal?
Pepper.
God. What? Stone cold.
What does that mean? What is pepper?
It's from the Defy days when we ate a bunch of pepper.
Actually, it wasn't.
Okay, so it's yes and.
Right. It was from the Defy days when we ate a bunch of pepper.
No, it wasn't, you fucking idiot.
Damn it.
From the Defy kitchen.
Anyways, Arasha, isn't that crazy? So
this is so crazy. This is like exactly what happened on set.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, no, this is tough.
Does it bring back memories?
It absolutely does, because, you know, I was very excited the day that I was bumped, right? They were like, oh, we need somebody in the scene. And there was like...
They were like, it could be anyone. It could be literally anyone.
Right.
Anyone. Does anyone want to do it?
Yeah.
Anyone. Okay. Guys, anyone?
I'm getting crushed,
anyone.
Man.
Anyone?
And then they were like, how about this beautiful, very talented stand-in that we have on set?
She was busy as fuck, so she moved out of the way.
And then they were like, how about the beautiful and talented Arasha? And I said yes.
Arasha Banks? No. Never mind. I was like, if there was another person named Arasha, I'm screwed, man.
I see. The thing is, all of these things are funny. I'm just broken.
Exactly. No, exactly. I'm trying to win.
That's really,
I
like...
I otherwise would be having more fun.
I'm really glad I've realized this, like, seven-ish years into my Smosh career. It's really about, like, you know, when you think about the comedy of the episode, it is more about winning. Like, yes, I could laugh and we could all have a great time and I could just let myself go. But $5 is $5,
and that's
which is what I said when Ian cast me.
It's $5 each, actually.
So at $15 total for the winner.
Taxes.
Which is...
Oh, with taxes, it's going to definitely come down to like $5.
$4.75.
Yeah, $4.75.
And think about that on November 5th.
Fuck. Fuck, man. God damn. I am fighting for my life here, and I am losing bad right now.
It's really a struggle. Like, I feel like I'm just not breathing a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta breathe a little bit.
No.
Okay. And that's how, see how I respected those boundaries when Arasha was just like, I'm not gonna breathe. And I was like, okay.
It was very, very cool of you, man.
You sounded a little bit like if South Park was doing Deadpool.
Yeah, no, I don't really have a Ryan Reynolds impression. It's just like a little bit of like the, basically all I can say sometimes is, great.
Great. Yeah.
I remember on the first day, I think I might have told the story, but on the first day of set, he like came over and he was like to all like every stand-in and everyone, he was like, first day. And that's kind of how he talked to us like all the time.
Like you're not
over
people.
And he was like, I'm Ryan. Hey. I'm Ryan. It's kind of like...
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's committed.
I mean, it was definitely kind. It's definitely a nice thing to do, to introduce yourself, even if it does feel, like, weird in a sense. But I'm sure he's also like, it's weird, but I'm pushing past the weird, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do an impression of Damien and I?
Actually, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Okay. Here's my impression of Arasha. Here we go. So it's probably something like, sure, I can.
That's actually really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. That's some good. Crazy side eye.
Good. Yeah, maybe.
Show a side to me that the camera doesn't know. I don't do that.
You do that all the time.
You do that.
I don't
a lot.
Do that.
Whenever
it's compulsive.
We ask a question that you don't understand.
And you do it when you sleep, for sure.
Yeah, if you
Well, that's because our beds are right next to each other.
Because we live in the same house.
We have a bunch of hammocks. Here. On the ceiling of this studio.
I do have that dream all the time where I can fly. No. With the same vibe of like, oh, you're back in high school and blah, blah, blah. It's like I'll be in a big ass house and then there'll be like all these different rooms and I'll be like, oh, we all like live here now. Like this is Shane's room and this is whatever. But like then I'll open up the door and I'll be like, oh, my room is like way too small or like kind of removed. Like I don't want to rock the boat. But like it's like all the stress of moving in with roommates that you also work with.
Yeah.
And then so my con is I will be attending MCM London Comic Con at the end of October. Feel free to come on down. That's the con I've been working on.
That's pretty cool. You can walk up to Damien and experience all this shit.
Yeah, or just, you know, take a selfie.
Okay, yeah. Let's do Damien next. Let's do Damien.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Do you have a Damien impression?
How hard can you blink?
I don't know. I feel like I have Shane's ready, actually.
Oh, okay. Let me maybe do Shane.
Okay, hear me out now. This is a very specific Shane. This is the Shane that's like,
Give me a break.
He's like being a character for a second. He'll make this face. He'll be like,
that's true. He's like,
yeah, I guess I can. You know what I mean? Yeah, that one, that guy.
I'm not doing a character, though. This is me.
Right, that's why I was struggling to describe it, because it's
not a
character.
Are you talking about Dumpster Wizard?
Is that who I look like?
Well, the eye's got to be way more messed up.
Okay, no, it's not Dumpster
You
Wizard.
Do the DreamWorks poster one eyebrow.
That.
Where you just look at the front of the camera, and you're just like, this is Madagascar.
Oh, yeah, that's Shane coming on set. He's like...
Okay.
Wow, that's a fine. I guess that's an okay energy to be bringing to set.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
And then Shane's walking around. He's like, "What's up, dude? Well, hey,
what's up?
How was your weekend?"
That's just an impression
that's
of a guy.
Awesome.
Well,
that's awesome.
You're exactly. Know,
Arasha. Just what? Yeah, I'll take a water. Yeah.
That's so good.
You're saying like normal human phrases.
No, this is some Shane-isms.
Normal human phrases. Yeah, I'll take a water. How's it going? Awesome.
But it's the way that you're saying.
I agree.
Look, the whole room is with me. Everybody's like, that's Shane.
Everyone's like,
that's fucking Shane.
2 days. Because, like, that's something I definitely wouldn't have picked up on, but that's so true, where it's not like, do you want a water? Sure. It's like, it's always like, I've micro-considered it and am delivering my answer. It's like, yeah, I'll take a water.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
Actually, you know what? I could go for a nice glass of
like
wet.
Like, I'm in a Samuel Adams commercial.
Yeah.
A little
you
bit.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll
take a water.
I'll take a water.
I think I'll take a bottle of moist.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What else do you say to me? Like, you can go in front of me if you want. Yeah.
What are we?
I think it's P.F. Chang's for lunch today. Yeah.
It actually is.
Yeah. It actually is.
Yeah, I've been reading Kafka on the Shore, and yeah, it's crazy. They talk about like, I don't know. It's just like they talk about like, yeah.
That's when you found out that I never read a book in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing Shane in your impression.
Oh, I'm just being an asshole.
Oh, I see.
Got it.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's tons of Damienisms.
Blink so hard.
No, the blinking is never something I've thought
about. No, that's too easy. I have more Shane in me. I have more like Shane guesses. His
right. Yeah, no, let's keep going with this. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
You're just saying things.
This is awesome.
This is not an impression. You're just saying things.
Welcome back. Yeah, so I'm Shane. I become him. I just feel like he's like right here.
No, you know what it is too? The one thing I know is you like experiencing new things, but like going full force into them. And they are like just normal dude-isms, but like you enjoy like the nuance of them. So you'll just be like, I've been buying a lot of chinos. I wear chinos now. Yeah, I've been pairing them with Sperry's shoes.
Sperry's
in 2005.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I listen to Chapel Roan. She's huge now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about any of this that is transpiring.
Okay.
Well, it's you.
Here's the one thing I prepared before. Try not to laugh.
Oh,
okay.
It's another impression.
Okay.
This is a. SpongeBob, but the Japanese language dub version.
Can you give me like 2 seconds to just prepare for this?
The title
Arashi,
was a lot.
Arashi, you need to brace yourself. This is going to be insane. All right, I'm not going to laugh at this. Damien, take it away.
Can one of you do a ringing phone sound, please?
Ring, 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 ring.
Mushi, mushi, boku wa Patrick da. Yeah, yeah, Patrick des. Ring, ring,
ring, ring, ring.
Mushi, mushi. Yeah, yeah. Patrick des. One more time, please.
Ring, ring, ring.
Mushi, mushi. Yeah. Boku wa Patrick.
I was prepared for you to do a SpongeBob.
That was, well, that was. He was playing his clarinet and kissing a jellyfish right on its ass.
Got it.
Okay. It was well done.
Wakarimasen. So you can't understand your accent. It's
I forgot we're supposed to do fart stuff for Shane too. For
no,
his
no.
Yeah.
That does remind me though. Mm. You know, voiceover is very much Damien's bag.
Thank you.
But I've talked about this before. I tried to do voiceover for years and I never booked a single thing.
Mm.
I don't even think I ever got a callback. Like I was like, damn, this is not my bag. It's hard.
Mm.
It's a lot harder than I expected it to
be.
But I have some of my old auditions because I would just do them on my iPhone because I never, which is probably part of the reason I never booked anything is I never had the right equipment.
I offered for your birthday to get you a microphone. You were like, no, instead I'll quit.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, hold on.
You're going to play us some old voiceover auditions?
Yeah, yeah, hold on. Here's one.
Hi, Shane Top, 5'5".
Shane Top, reading for Soldier Number 3. Get out of there! Get out of there! Get out of there! Get down! Get down! Get down! These are grunts of pain. Oh! You shot me. Oh. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm a big fan of Kingdom Hearts.
That was for Kingdom Hearts.
Wow, and you didn't book.
It didn't book. It was crazy. Yeah. Well, they probably cut the role.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, right. They didn't have any Mickey in there.
No.
So listen, you might still hear back.
Yeah, when they bring that project back, I'll be definitely in. Well, they made it. I don't know if you played it.
Maybe they'll make a sequel.
What do you think Kingdom Hearts is about?
Okay, here I go. All right, you guys are going to want to take a little bit of a sip of drink for this.
No, I want Arasha to tell me what Kingdom Hearts
is. Yeah, please do.
You know of Kingdom Hearts.
Right, yeah. Kingdom Hearts.
You're
about
aware
that,
of the game.
Yeah, it's about that.
Who are the characters in the game?
Well, it's that castle.
Mm.
Have you never heard of Kingdom Hearts?
Arasha is 16 years old.
Guys, I'm literally describing it right now. This is rude.
I guess that is crazy to think. Like, Kingdom Hearts has not been much of a thing for a while. Like, mainstream.
Okay, are we doing this right here? Are we doing this right now, Shane?
I guess you're never going to laugh again for the rest of the day.
I laughed once already.
Yeah, but I mean, once I say that Kingdom Hearts is no longer a thing, that's probably going to be devastating.
Well, here's the thing, Shane. Spoiler alert. Kingdom Hearts is light. And how do you get to the power of light? The power of friendship. So if you're going to say that that's not a thing, I think we're actually good here. I mean, when you think of, like, Aqua and Riku, who spent so much time in darkness to fight for the light, and Donald Duck is, up until Final Fantasy 16, canonically the strongest red mage in any Final Fantasy property, and Goofy straight up gets his shit rocked by a boulder.
No, I'm just thinking about what I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumb thing to say. Go on.
No, it's not.
Okay. See, Shane? See how Arasha said, no, it's not, and I just immediately accepted it.
You gotta have more confidence in it.
This is Shane Top reading for Alien Grunt number 12. Huh.
Huh. Huh. Huh. It's not good.
Pepper. Mmm. Pepper. Pepper. Pepper.
What? Is pepper.
So, capsicum plant.
No fucking way. God damn. That was too quick. Holy shit. What if that was all the buildup just for that joke?
Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh, it only counts as one laugh.
I think it's like, I feel like I should get a point because I alley-ooped you.
No, you didn't.
So, hey, thanks.
No.
You know, I told Damien what that plant was called before we started filming.
That's true.
Has LaRasha laughed?
A lot.
I laughed.
A lot, Shane.
Okay.
I laughed.
And I listened.
Can I see your Damien impression now?
Yeah.
Okay, I think some Damien things is like
ooh, that's good. That's
like
good.
There's that. Like
big
when he's going to when you ask him a question, it's like, what do you think about like voiceover? He's just like, "Oh,
I do mess with my shirt."
Yeah. It's like a specific like shoulder tug.
Is it really?
You don't do it as much anymore. I think you've stopped.
I think I'm more comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Because I used to be a leather craftsman, and I would, like, find people and stitch them up, and I'd make a people suit like a Buffalo Bill. And now
Jeepers
I'm in my
Creepers.
Own skin. It's from Jeepers Creepers.
You know Jeepers Creepers.
I turned my friend into a lampshade.
From Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got the eyes, and it's Pan's Labyrinth. He's like...
Yeah. Mm. No, we didn't just reference five different things in one sentence.
Yeah, I don't know. With you guys, honestly, sometimes you guys just talk and I'm just kind of tennis watching you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
that's
I don't know.
For sure.
I zone out for a second and then I come back in.
Totally.
And then I'm like, I know the general idea of what these two were saying, so now I just get to insert something else.
I don't know, the VMAs aren't really my thing.
Yeah. No, I never understood it. More of a MTV Music Awards.
It was the hardest thing to find it on TV. How'd you guys watch it? What'd you watch it on?
That's a secret.
What?
What?
I had a friend hold up a Yak Back from the 90s and piecemeal run it over to me, sound by sound.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
You know what I saw recently that I thought was really cool looking? Is they had a Bluetooth cassette player.
I thought that was really cool.
And you're the exact market for that.
I know.
Because like, I think that sounds like a huge waste of time.
A cassette player.
You know what they did? They made a jalopy that can fly.
That would be... Okay, that actually would be cool.
That would be pretty sick, actually.
But I don't own a single cassette, and I saw it, and I was like, that would be sick. And I'm like, what am I going to start buying cassettes now?
They're not making cassettes anymore.
Well, okay. You
can still find them probably at thrift stores.
If you're in New York and walking the street and someone asks if you like hip-hop, they'll usually hand you a cassette, and then you have to pay them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cassette is just a thinly veiled message of them begging for help. And if you'd listen, if you'd only just listen.
You ever made a cassette for someone?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Aww.
Yeah.
You made a mixtape for someone back in the day?
No, not romantically, no.
Just for friends.
When I was a little kid, I had like a recorder, and it was just like, welcome to the Damien Show, and it was just me talking some bullshit.
Are you dead serious?
I played it for someone, and they were like, oh, I don't want to listen to this anymore, and I was like, yeah, for sure.
Okay, you said recorder, and now this reminded me, I have to do my impression of a recorder for you guys.
Okay, great.
Okay,
of a recorder.
Ready? Of a recorder, like you know,
little,
one of those
the little,
flutes?
Yeah, that you yeah. play
okay,
in music class.
I'm going to warn sound right now. This is going to sound like death screeching until I eventually get there.
Okay,
so let me get there. Let me find it.
Okay,
here it comes. Ready? Okay, hold on. I might have to be laying down, so we'll see if it comes out. Okay. Wait, I'm getting there.
No,
I'm
that's
play
really
Hot Cross
good.
Buns. Here I come.
That was
here
crazy.
I come.
That's crazy.
I'm waiting for the mama bird to come in and, like, feed her worms.
It can be better.
No, I was about to say, like, giving hamsters CPR.
Okay, give me one more chance. Mary had a little lamb.
This is crazy.
Mary had
this
a little
is crazy.
Lamb. Okay. Mary. Okay.
Did you have to remember it?
I'm not from America.
What?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting it.
I can see the cross buns now.
This is one of those exorcism movies.
I could do one of those.
Our audio listeners we're causing accidents.
Okay, I think I have to lay down, you guys. Last time I was doing it, I was laying down.
Yeah, Rosh,
well,
I'm
sorry.
Look, that was a great 6 minutes.
Thank
but
you.
That
I think
was
it's
really fun.
Cool, right?
I think that was actually
time.
So good.
Thank you.
When did you learn that you could do that, and how?
Recently.
What?
A few weeks ago, I was making that sound, and then I turned it into Hot Cross Buns. And then I was like, oh my God, this is like what we used to play in second grade in the music room. Unless you guys don't know that, because you're like...
And they were like, thank you, I think we've got it. Next.
I was just about to do that joke.
Yes!
Of like, great, awesome. And then you were like, any notes? And they're like, none. That was great.
I think we found our coworker.
We'll be calling you. Yeah.
I can do
walk out into a room full of people who look exactly like you,
okay.
And you're like, great, I'm not special. Mm.
Well, now I don't need the recorder. I just need to open my mouth, eventually get to that note,
I mean,
and then I can play.
Think of all the money you'll save
on
recorders.
I guess Damien and I will do the rest of the podcast.
I've got an exorcism impression.
Oh,
that
do
about.
The exorcism impression, man.
Okay, what do you want, like, a voice from beyond to say to you?
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, great job, Shane. I love you. I miss how we used to.
And then I give you an inhaler.
Touch tips.
Okay, I just started listening to what you're saying, and it's shocking.
That is haunting.
Talking is fun.
Okay.
This does scare me because we are going to go hunting for ghosts in the studio.
Right,
if you use
right.
all the ghost meat, it's fine. You have to use all the parts of the ghost. When is this happening?
That's kind of like...
Soon.
That's also like the Lupita's voice from
Nyong'o?
Us.
Lupita
yeah,
Nyong'o?
Guys, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know the voice that she does when she's like
yeah.
the...
She's Kevin the Bird,
the
right?
She's badass.
She's
oh.
like...
Once upon...
I swear to God, I thought.
Oh, that's a great RFK impression.
What?
You know, I was chopping up a whale that I found at the beach, and you know that's what we would do.
That is so you, Shane.
I played the game Medieval when I was a kid, and
you had the sidekick worm come out of his eye. And I put one in my brain to have a little comedic sidekick.
Anyways.
I swear I thought you meant up, and that's why I was like, Kevin the Bird, Lupita Nyong'o.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
Us.
Nope.
Us.
Nope.
Jordan.
Nope.
Anyways, Arasha, did you know that Damien and I were roommates at one point?
Dodge tips.
Okay. Enough of that. Enough of that.
I don't think I did know that, but we're all
Are you
roommates.
Dead serious? You didn't
we're
know.
All roommates
but
now.
But you in actuality, about like 10 years ago, Damien and I lived together in a house.
Angela
with a
was in our attic, apparently.
A bunch of other roommates. But yeah, we lived in a house. Oh. And it was crazy. We lived together for like a little over a year.
In the same room?
No.
In the same
I was
bed?
In this back house type of thing. But I actually, it was a really fun experience, but it was interesting to live with so many people because we were two of like five people living in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. A rotating cast of characters.
Exactly. But, you know, with so many people, we had to have certain rules and guidelines. And I actually found what Damien gave me on my first week.
I knew this was bullshit.
Oh.
He gave me a list of rules and guidelines. So
I forgot about this entirely.
Yeah, Damien left this on my door. And it really helped me fit in with everyone in the place. So, Damien, if you want to read what you wrote to me.
Damien's rules to you.
To me.
For living in his back house.
Well, not his back house, but.
The house is
We were all to be like his new roommate, to be the new roommate in this house.
In so many words, Ned's declassified survival guide.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay. I already skimmed ahead a bit, and it made me almost chuckle, and I'm nervous. So
good luck.
Thank you.
Ooh.
We were actually roommates, but this is also true. Wink.
Okay, I'm not going to believe anything.
We were roommates. Hey, Shane. So excited you're joining the house as our new roommate. I've listed below some guidelines that'll help you fit into our living situation, as well as some rules we've established for everyone in the house to follow. It's redundant. Number one, trash is to be taken out every Tuesday, not capitalized. We cycle through who's responsible, so expect to do it every 4 weeks. Number two, the fridge has been divided into four kingdoms. You will take over the southern kingdom, but beware, raiders from the north have been growing more violent and greedy. Best to build your defenses and grow your alliances with the west and eastern kingdoms. Also not capitalized.
That's actually true.
He's really helping with the voice.
Number three, our neighbor George, who is likely a ghoul or phantom of some kind, will sometimes appear at the front window. Do no make eye contact with him, lest you pay his toll. What's the toll? Pfft, toll lot of bullshit, if you ask me. Whole lot of bullshit, if you ask me.
That's a good one.
Number four, the dirty hippies have been granted 15 parking spots. Them's the breaks.
That's real.
Number five, if you hear someone screaming at 5 a.m., that's me doing VO auditions.
That is also real.
I realized in horror how thin my walls were.
Well, later. I lived in the back house, so I could hear him in the house through our backyard.
Could you hear anything else?
No.
Okay.
Ew.
I think like five.
I meant sex, Arasha.
I think it was specifically. Oh. I think it's specifically 5 a.m. because there's not much sound going. There's not cars driving. There's not like sound pollution at that point.
Right.
So I'd wake up and hear just like, you gotta stop doing that.
Mm.
See, you didn't book. That's why.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You can't even pretend.
You have to be able to do your recorder impression on the fly on a mic.
Okay. Continue.
More rules.
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of rules.
Number six, if we play N64, you get the sticky controller.
Also real.
Okay. One of.
Yeah, that's true. They were all sticky.
Ew.
Number seven, I have a knife. Number eight, never open a cupboard unless you want it to break. Every cupboard is one-time use only.
Also very
I real. Forgot about that.
Every cupboard was busted in this place. You would open it, just like turn, and just fall off.
It would.
Where was it?
East Hollywood.
East Hollywood.
Well, the cupboard's in the kitchen.
The house was about 100 years old.
Mm.
So was George.
George was also a real person.
George was a ripe age of 80 when he watched that house.
I can't believe any of that. What's the watermark on this?
Oh, no. I almost brought this up to you.
What's happening?
Ricky Gervais.
There it is.
Pepper. Number nine.
In on the pepper joke.
Number nine, Arash.
I don't know it.
Okay, German for pepper is Pfeffer. They just add an F.
Yeah.
Number nine. The garage is
Michelle Pfeffer.
She was so hot in Ricky Gervais' picture show.
I really liked her in that picture show. Anyways.
Number nine. The garage is technically rented out by a secret fifth tenant. Can you guess who it is? That's correct. Mike Posner. And you want to know why Mike Posner is in the garage? Because he made eye contact with George. Not so cool now, are you, Mr. Bow Chicka Wow Wow?
I was really proud of that one.
It's good. It's good.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Mike Posner?
Yeah.
Of course.
And I listed his two songs. Well, he had one other.
He thinks he's cooler than
you. Oh, what's the other
one?
He had Cooler Than Me. He had Baby Please Don't Go.
Baby Please Don't Go.
And then Bow Chicka Wow Wow. And he's just been writing hits since, but other people perform them.
I took a pill.
He's like the Phantom of the Opera.
Ibiza. Well, because he's got his face is all
like
fucked up.
George.
And he loves that lady.
Yeah.
Which lady?
Michelle Pfeffer.
Michelle Pfeffer.
Was that was the final rule, right?
Number 10, buy me In-N-Out.
There it is.
Yeah. Nice. You know, I haven't had In-N-Out since we were roommates.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I have.
Oh. Okay.
We've had it together.
That's true.
I opened up to you about my childhood.
That is true.
Which was good.
This is such an interesting dynamic to sit in between.
Arasha, tell me a fun story about your childhood.
Let's see. A fun story about my childhood is, so when I moved to America, and I was like 3 or 4 or something.
Kobe.
You okay, man?
I was trying to hit the camera. I thought that would have been cool.
Why?
Like Jimmy Fallon in Weekend Update.
I see.
When you throw the pencil.
You're not drunk enough.
That's true.
When I was a kid, my family immigrated to America. I only spoke Hindi, and I got in front of my classroom, and my teacher told me to, like, I don't know, introduce myself, I guess, or something. But I didn't speak English, so I didn't know what she was saying, and I didn't know what to actually say. So instead, I just started saying the plot of my favorite movie, all in Hindi.
What was your favorite movie?
It's called All in Hindi. Weren't you listening?
Sorry, I apologize, Arash. I was not listening.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's why God gave us one mouth and two ears.
Whoa.
And two assholes. For dual shittery. Sorry, Arash, I didn't mean to take your spotlight.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
What actually is your...
Mine comes out like a double helix. Go on.
Well, it was my favorite movie at the time when I was a kid. It was my family's favorite movie. It was this Bollywood movie called Adna Zapna Apna. And cool. I started saying the plot of the entire movie in Hindi. And then when my mom came and picked me up, she was like, how'd she do? And the teacher was like, we don't know.
We're not really sure
because she just got up in front of the class.
How old were you?
Speaking in Hindi. Like 3.
Oh, wow.
So like 5 years ago.
Right.
You can finally vote.
How quickly did you learn? Because like at 3, you can learn English like you learn languages like nothing when you're 3 years old.
Yeah, your biggest accomplishment is just like whatever.
Yeah. Do you guys speak any other languages?
Mm. I've tried. Body.
You can try harder.
Body talk.
Body language.
By Tovlo.
I off and on with Spanish my whole life, and I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah.
Bad at it. I suck.
Check out this gringo.
You don't suck.
I suck. No, I need to like... I need to move to another country.
Yeah.
And go through that and explain the plot of
okay, but when I scream that at
Forrest Gump to a bunch of people who don't speak English and then be like, I need to figure this shit out.
I could learn Hindi if you give me about 5 minutes and then
okay. It's pretty good. Oh, I wouldn't laugh at you for saying that.
How about a year from now we do an episode entirely in Hindi? And then we just see who learned the best, like Damien and I, and then like you judge, and then we just do that.
I could probably like write you guys up like a little script, and you'd be able to say it.
We just go through it
in like a Hindi English kind of way.
Yeah.
You know? Are you still fully? You're fully fluent.
I mean, I wouldn't say like fully fluent. Like I can't write in the scripture.
Well, sure.
But yeah, like if somebody else is speaking it, I would be able to keep up with them. I'd be able to give them directions or have a conversation with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah. No, that's to know another language is sick as hell.
I would also describe my relationship with Spanish as like a little on and off. It feels a little stronger some days than others, you know. Mm-hmm. But it always comes.
See, Verdad.
Did you know what he said?
He said right. Did you know what he said?
Yeah.
Más o menos.
More or less.
Un poquito.
A little.
Un poquito más. Mm.
A little more. Mm.
Wow. I hope our listeners can speak Spanish, or else they're going to be very confused.
Well, I'm translating.
I guess that's true.
Them,
well, I hope they can speak English as well. I have a slight suspicion that most of our listeners don't speak English, because if they could understand what we're saying, they would be like,
They'd be like, what is this? Why is that happening?
Yeah.
They're like, we don't know what pepper is. Can you move on?
Sorry, change the subject really quick. There was a Reddit post a while back where someone said that their like grandmother or someone in Japan was watching Reddit stories to like help them learn learning English. I was like, that's so crazy.
It's great because I do know most of the things we say on that are like at a, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old level. So that makes it a little bit easier to learn. Because I knew a somebody who had immigrated from Germany and was working as a friend's babysitter, and she would watch like Charlie Brown just to like, because, you know, it's for kids.
And Reddit stories is about Charlie Brown level.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you guys know that there's... I'm sure they do it in other places as well, but I just have seen the Hindi versions. They will take like Disney Channel shows and basically just like recast an Indian cast and just change all the names to like make it an Indian thing, but use the exact same plot and the exact same script.
That's kind of awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
I want to watch these.
So Good Luck Charlie is Good Luck Nikki.
Okay.
Again, exactly.
I feel like that one
thing.
Didn't need to be changed then.
What do you mean? Like Charlie would be able to be an Indian name too?
Is Nikki a traditionally Indian name as well?
I mean, I guess it can be.
That'd be really funny if it's all it's like Good Luck Becky. It's like, okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think Nikki is, I'm not sure, but it can be the shorter version of Nikita.
Got it.
Cool.
I did suspect that
after I said it.
Yeah.
What was Hannah Montana? They had to have done Hannah Montana.
I don't know. I know they also did Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, because it's the Sweet Life of Kabir and Kumar.
That's fucking awesome.
I think that so. Sounds...
Hana Kashmir?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's but so funny. And how many seasons did these go?
The whole show. They literally just copy it over.
That's fucking awesome.
It's awesome. We should watch.
I would be so down to watch.
100%.
It sounds incredible.
They did do that here, though. They call it Muzzy.
What?
Muzzy. The language learning thing for kids.
Oh.
I thought you'd get the Muzzy joke.
I'm not sure if it's like also appropriately for like... To teach at another language.
It's just
for entertainment.
It's just money.
They're like, they're making money over in America. Let's just make this exact same thing.
That's so cool.
They did that with the Steve Carell show that he got famous from.
Yeah, The Office.
Britain
ripped it from America.
Little Miss Sunshine.
And did The Office over in Britain.
Bollywood
same
does
with
that.
Same with The Bachelor.
Everything.
Same with, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
They rip off.
It's hard to come up with original stuff.
Yeah. You know, like, we drink coffee, and so Britain was like, we need our version, so they started drinking tea.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
They always change the name, though. The Bachelor became Squibbly Wibbly Pibbly Stibblies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Patronum.
Yeah, and we had the Food Network, and they're like, Great British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's totally ripped from us.
Yeah.
We had the Food Network, and then they just took all of Indian cuisine from an Indian food show, and we're like, this is British food that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, British food is good, and... be sure to check me out at MCM London Comic Con end
of October. After talking that shit, they're not going to let you in. Okay, I've been alerted that it's been 60 minutes, and that means the game is over.
All right, let your laughs out, you guys.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I let them
really,
all out in the middle
really
of it.
Over?
All right, Selena, what is the tally?
Arasha had 4 laughs.
You laughed 4 times. Loser!
Barely. I just gave it to you so I didn't look like a cone-stalled bitch.
Cone stalled cream tree.
I could go for some fucking Teddy Grahams in a Sweet Queen.
And those count.
No,
go
those
ahead
don't
and lock
count.
Them
they
in.
Done. We're
lock
done.
Lock them in. Yeah,
they
I'll take a water.
Count. They don't count.
Jesus. 11.
But that's what made the episode, Shane. If none of us laughed, it would suck, Arasha.
I laughed 4 times. I gave it to them.
Mm.
Mm.
And Damien laughed 3 times.
And there were pity laughs! No, I'm kidding.
Whoa. Well, you guys did as well as I expected. Damn, Damien pulling out with the win by one laugh.
Thank you. Wow. Well, one what laugh. Can I say? I'm still going to get you guys treats.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Here.
I don't want that. That I really sucks. Actually don't want. I
that
think
actually, that's actually that why I started. Sucks. That's why I started laughing because I didn't want that shit.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we said something worth $5. That's actually so gross. I can actually see the hair. That's so gross.
Comment down below how much you would pay for this,
no.
And if it's at least $5,
you know what?
Then I get to give this to Damien.
We're gonna auction this off for charity.
Yeah.
And if you are a terrifying person in a basement thinking this is my time, it's time to drain the bank account.
Listen,
for good.
Listen, let me hear it from all my long-haired everybody's. This happens, okay?
Yeah.
You get a little bit of hair,
no,
hair
happens.
Tie.
Look.
I will not be shamed today.
That's not the problem.
That's not the problem at all.
I shit in the toilet and I wipe and it's like, oh, my toilet paper, like everyone does it. It's like, yeah, but you throw it away or you keep it to yourself. I keep mine in my pocket.
Well, what if I want to show everybody that this is normal and I want to put my hair out there for good?
It was great having both of you on. This was awful.
That sucks.
I don't think this was as good as the Spencer episode. I'm just gonna say I was told Amanda would be here.
Okay, guys, we gotta go. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for watching. Get out of here.
Shout out Mike Posner.
Shout out Mike Posner. Bye.
The Macklemore of Mike Posner's.
How much do you want for this?
No!
No.
How much?
No!
I will give you everything in my pocket right now to not give that to anybody in this office and throw it away. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Somebody
I don't think
wants
you're allowed
this.